Carthage and Rome had a stormy history. In the days when Rome was a republic, the two rival cities hated and feared each other. So much so, in fact, that one Roman senator, Cato, would end every speech with "Carthago delendo est," Carthage must be destroyed. A state of affairs which I imagine must have been incredibly annoying after the 900th repetition. In three brutal wars, probably to get Cato to stop, Rome did just that, burning Carthage to the ground and symbolically sowing it with salt to ensure that the city would never rise again. They then spoiled the effect by building new Carthage on the ruins. This magnificent city, which produced St. Augustine, the most brilliant Christian thinker of his day, was sensibly chosen as the capital of the Vandal kingdom. Though no one living at the time probably appreciated it, there was a certain irony in the treasures of Rome, which had so cruelly dismantled Carthage's empire, ending up in Carthage. The Romans, however, would have the last laugh. Much of the wealth was recaptured by the Byzantines 50 years later, as Justinian finally avenged Basiliscus' humiliation.